WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things Stoic. And let's be real, life can feel like a never-ending whirlwind sometimes, right? We're juggling work deadlines, relationships, personal goals. It's enough to make anyone feel stretched thin. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against the chaos? It's not some magical elixir or a mythical creature, it's self-care. You heard that right, self-care. I know, it's not just about bubble baths and face masks, so those are awesome. It's about intentionally prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in every area of life. Think of it as fueling your inner engine for peak performance. Today, we're diving deep into the art of practicing self-care, Stoic style. We'll explore 5 key takeaways that'll help you cultivate a more balanced and fulfilling life. Ever feel like your to-do list is longer than your arm? You know that feeling when you're constantly on the go, barely stopping to catch your breath. One of the most crucial aspects of self-care is learning to say no. It's not about becoming a recluse, it's about protecting your time and energy for things that truly matter. Imagine yourself at a buffet. Would you load up your plate with every single dish, even if you couldn't possibly finish it? Probably not. So why do we often overcommit ourselves in life? Remember, saying no is an act of self-respect and that allows you to focus on what truly nourishes your soul. Next up, let's talk about the power of mindfulness. It's like hitting the pause button on the constant mental chatter. When you practice mindfulness, you become more aware of your thoughts, feelings, and sensations in the present moment. Think of it as training your brain to be less reactive and more observant. Ever feel like your mind is racing 1,000 miles an hour? Mindfulness helps you anchor yourself in the present, reducing stress and anxiety. Take a few minutes each day to simply observe your breath, notice the sounds around you, or savor a cup of tea. It's amazing how these small moments can make a big difference. Now, let's get physical. Regular exercise isn't just about sculpting a beach-ready bod, it's a powerful tool for self-care. Exercise releases endorphins, those magical mood boosters that leave you feeling energized and positive. It also helps to manage stress, improve sleep, and boost your overall well-being. Think of it as an investment in your long-term health and happiness. You don't have to run a marathon, find activities you enjoy, whether it's dancing, yoga, hiking, or simply taking a brisk walk in nature. Speaking of nourishing your body, let's talk about the importance of healthy eating. It's not about deprivation, it's about fueling your body with the nutrients it needs to thrive. Think of food as fuel for your engine. You wouldn't put lower-grade gasoline in a high-performance car. Focus on whole, unprocessed foods like fruits, vegetables, lean protein, and healthy fats. They provide the energy and building blocks you need to feel your best. Finally, let's not forget about the power of connection. Humans are social creatures, wired for connection. Nurturing meaningful relationships with friends, family, and loved ones is essential for our well-being. Think of it as a safety net. Those strong connections provide support, love, and laughter during life's ups and downs. Make time for the people who matter most, whether it's grabbing coffee, going for a walk, or simply having a heartfelt conversation. Now, picture this. You're at a bustling cafe, surrounded by people rushing about. But you, my friend, are calm, centered, and radiating peace. Why? Because you've practiced self-care and cultivated a balanced life. You're able to handle the chaos with grace, knowing that your well-being is your priority. Remember that feeling, it's the embodiment of self-mastery. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these strategies today. Say no when needed, practice mindfulness, get moving, nourish your body, and connect with those who matter most. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And by prioritizing your well-being, you're not only doing yourself a favor, but you're setting the stage for a more balanced, fulfilling life. And that's something worth celebrating. Until next time, stay stoic and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.